Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. You're looking at the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
That drummer's shoes are awesome.
Hell yeah.
He saw those red shoes. What's up, everybody?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, and I am joined by...
By the franchise, Choppy.
The franchise?
Ooh, come get your ass franchised.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
So, of course, I'm playing Perfect Strangers because we're doing ECW tonight.
Yeah!
I could play that song a million times. I really don't care. I don't, it's one of those things where it's like sometimes I'll just repeat music because it's so good. You know, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, fuck it. And it starts.
You're starting already, huh?
Fuck it.
All right, we're live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, as always. How's everybody doing tonight? How are you doing, man?
Oh, I feel craptastic.
You feel craptastic?
Oh, look at the Mongo's in, Shaylin's in, Shining Wizards Tony is in?
Shining Wizards Tony is in.
God bless him.
Matt's birthday party is Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, Matt, you fucking jerk off.
Mook.
Yeah, mook. Episode 400, I think, is next week for them. And speaking of the Shining Wizards, might as well just make the announcement now.
Please.
Tentatively, December 21st,
ooh,
Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Shining Wizards. All of us, not just me, you, and Tony. It's Kevin, fucking Matt. Matt was with us last year, too. But we're all going to be in studio. It's going to be one mega fucking Christmas show.
Holy fuck balls.
Normally, we do two separate shows. We're doing one holiday show this year from Studio A in the suburbs of New Jersey.
Your favorite place, huh?
Yeah, the armpit of America. Nah, I mean, Tony's Crib is dope.
No, Tony's Crib is
Tony's dope. A nice area, though.
You just got very angry when we went to 7-Eleven. You're like, they don't sell fucking liquor?
Yeah, because I wanted to buy liquor. Listen, I'm Italian, so my first instinct is to bring something to a house. You don't come to somebody's house empty-handed.
I come to somebody's house always empty-handed.
Because you're a fucking filthy immigrant.
That you does that fucking Trump supporter, you minion.
Me?
Yeah, you minion.
So I didn't, you know, I didn't, I was pissed off, man. I was like, what the fuck? You don't sell liquor here? I mean, what?
That sounds like a you problem.
It wasn't me. So, yeah, we're going to, you know, exchange presents. We're going to get fucking loud. We're going to eat fucking terrible food. And we're going to get nice. And we're going to have a nice Christmas party to end what has been a really bad part of 2018 for your boy. So,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
The end of 2018 has been pretty shitty both of us, man.
Yeah, man. So we need to, like, move on. We're going to be moving on. There might be a philatorial next week because Choppy and I, our Thanksgiving plans were scrapped because of certain circumstances. But the plan right now is for us to get together hopefully that weekend and do a show. If not, I will do a philatorial. And then the following week, I'm actually moving. So Turnbuckle Throwbacks will not be on. I think it's the what is it? November 30th? There's no 31 days in November, right? So November 30th, you're not getting a show. You might get a philatorial. You might get something, you know. So you're going to get something. So we're not going to have regular broadcasting for the next 2 weeks because of what's been going on with me. So I apologize to everybody in advance, but it is what it is. I'm moving into another apartment, and I have to furnish it and fucking, you know, do this. I have to, you know, get my cat and all some nonsense. Choppy's going to help me move. A couple of kids are coming over, so it's going to be a nice day.
That ain't no lie.
That ain't no lie, but, you know, I'm going to bring all my hats, though.
You like this hat? Sure do. You better like this hat. That's no lie.
I'm going to get a hat rack. So that's been what's going on with me.
Yeah, so it's not my fault, Nick German, you fucking mook.
Yeah, Nick.
He thinks it's always me.
Nick German sent us a nasty text message. Not really nasty, but he sent some naked photos of Sherry Martel.
You want to know why? Because he's at a computer all day probably playing with his fucking ding-a-ling. Jerk off.
He is a jerk off. He definitely is a jerk off. But anyway, so now let's talk about you for a second, my friend, because it's never all about me. It shouldn't be. My Portuguese pain in the ass, that is... The Chopster. You, the cast is half off.
Well, 25% of it is off.
25% of it is off.
I can actually have some mobility in my fingers now.
Nice.
I can almost make a fist.
Physical therapy started for you?
I know, it started a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I was supposed to go every week. I missed 2 weeks of it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not my fault. I was in fucking Sleepy Hollow, New York, man.
I know.
What a fucking shit show that was.
That's the only bad part about your job is, like, you're not just in one place, so you can never make, like, definitive plans. Like,
no,
you know?
whenever doctors want to make appointments with me, I'm like, let me think about this. Where am I going to be that day?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I never know.
Exactly. Like, no, it's fucking tragic.
Yesterday I was in Yonkers.
Oh, that's the Bronx with trees.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I was in Yonkers on Nepperhan Avenue, whatever the fuck it is. Bunch of warehouses, anyways. We had to leave early because apparently we had gotten news that the snow was going to be bad. So I left out of there at 11:30 that morning.
Let's talk about that for a minute. So,
oh God!
So now Monday morning, I'm watching the news, right? And I watch Channel 11 News here locally every week, every day before I leave. And as this dude, his name is Byron Miranda. He talks like this. I'm a very sophisticated black man, and I talk like this. Hello, welcome to Movie Phone. So anyway, Byron Miranda is telling everybody about this fucking nor'easter that we're getting, right? So then they pan over to this lady who's like, oh, look, we're live at the sanitation headquarters, and we have the big snow plows are behind her, and sanitation is setting up shop, and they get all the fucking salt shakers going and everything. I'm like, okay, this is cool. So now we're prepared, right? So now as the week progressively comes into towards Thursday, you know, it was like, okay, we're all ready. Oh, well, it might turn to rain. We don't know. It might turn to rain and sleet. Hello there. Byron Miranda here. So now this fucking dickbag is the only fucking profession that you can get stuff wrong and not get fired, you know? So now Byron Miranda, this fucking jerk off, he turns around. He goes, He goes, what are you what are you gonna do?
No, just go.
Go ahead, push.
Okay, terrific.
So now, by the time it's Wednesday, it's like we're getting an inch of snow. Perfect. So Wednesday night, I find out I'm working an earlier shift. This is even better. I said, Thursday, I'll fucking dip out. I'll go to the fucking Times Square, get one bus that goes through New Jersey. It's only 8 stops. I'll be home within the hour if there's no traffic in Jersey. So I get to the bus stop, on 42nd and 7th Avenue, right in the middle of time, literally in the middle of the world, which is Times Square. So I'm on 42nd and 7th Avenue. I'm standing at the bus stop, and I'm talking to my lady friend on the phone. We're texting. And I was like, yo, I said, this is ridiculous. The bus ain't fucking coming. And now I'm talking to this dude next to me. He's complaining about the Yankees. We're talking about baseball. Before you know it, it's an hour in and the fucking bus has not arrived. So the dude looks over to me. He goes, hey, guy, you want to take a cab with me? We'll pitch in. I'm like, dude, I'm not paying for a fucking cab. If we sit in traffic, it'll be like a $100, $120 ride. I'm like, I'm just going to take the train, get back on the train, go down to the ferry, take the ferry to the other train, and walk. So I get a call from somebody out here. They're like, you home yet? I'm like, no. They were like, listen, just so you know, no one shoveled out here. I'm like, well, it's only sleet and slush over here in the city. They're like, no, it's fucking bad. And there was at least almost 4 inches of fucking snow on the ground.
It was terrific.
So now my walk from the train station to my current apartment is like an eighth of a mile, maybe less than 10 blocks.
Yeah.
Right? In the snow.
It felt longer.
It was like walking the Hoth system, you know? I felt like Han Solo looking for Luke. I was like, Choppy! Where's Choppy? Choppy's on the North Shore. Where the fuck is Choppy? So now, I'm wet, literally, from like the knees down. Of course, I don't wear boots because I figured there's only going to be a fucking coating of snow. Who wears boots, right? Not me. Duh. Stupid Phil. I was soaking wet. And when you get wet, you get like a chill.
Oh, yeah.
You get that chill in you. So I get home, I got undressed, and I laid under a blanket for like a half hour, and then I got in the shower just to warm up.
So, and where'd you get this weather report from? Hold on.
Where did I get it
from a Negro.
Yeah, baby. Good call, Choppy. Choppy just learned how to use the soundboard with a trackpad on my laptop.
Okay, terrific.
I'm in trouble now, because now he knows how to do it without the mouse. There you go, Choppy. It's all you, buddy. You can work the soundboard. Finally, your contribution to the show. Good looking out, Drew.
You're a dick.
So you know, again, weather people are the only people on the planet that do not have to get their job right to keep their fucking job. Because my lady friend was like, yo, they predicted this weather wrong, because she's out east, and they got fucking blasted, too. You know, so, like, what the fuck is going on, man? This is ridiculous. So. So, that's been my week. I bought a bed today. I bought a bed today for my new apartment.
You like that bed?
You like this bed? You better like. You like this hat?
Where is
it's
it?
It's right there.
You like this hat? You better like this hat. That's no lie. What?
I'm over here now.
Anyway, so I'm online like for the last 2 weeks looking for this for a bed, right? And I know that the room I'm going to be putting it in is pretty small. So I can't get anything bigger than like a queen size bed, which is perfect for me, you know?
Correct.
So I'm on Walmart. I'm on like fucking Raymore and Flanagan. I'm on like Target. All these websites, Wayfair. And like I'm looking at these beds. I'm like, you know, the fucking mattresses are costing more than the bed. I'm like, this is not right. And I have the money now in the bank. I have money now. I was like, I could buy it. But do I really want to spend that kind of money? So I walk into Ashley Furniture today, and I found a bed that I absolutely adored. And I said to myself, do I want to make an investment for a long term or just buy a $500 bed and smash it in a year? Knowing my fat ass, knowing the tomfoolery I'm about to have, you know, and just my restless nights of sleeping, you know? So I said, you know what? I'm going to do that and buy a really good bed. And this thing's got mad storage in it, so I don't have to get a dresser. My next purchase, my friend, and you're going to be involved in this because you're my fucking handyman, television.
Are we going for 65 or 70?
We're going for 70. I don't know if I can do 70. But
you got to take 70. You're going to like it.
I'm shooting for 70 because I want 70. I have the model I want is an amazing model, and it's like 65 inches, which is still good. But the 70 inches is like $400 more. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Was like $100 an inch? What is this, a fucking, what am I, Peter North here?
Inch by inch by damn inch.
You know, you give him an inch, takes a yard, these fucking porn stars, you know? So anyway, so I want a TV. I'm going to get myself a nice TV. My mom called me the other day.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Mama Rhea.
Yeah. She's like, and what are you doing with the, are you getting furniture for your place? I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm getting a bed. And you better buy yourself a nice television. I am. As a matter of fact, Mom, I am buying a nice television. She goes, you treat yourself to a TV. You don't take no shit. Take no shit from who, Ma? You just know what I'm talking about. It's like, all right, Ma, you maniac. So, my stepfather's birthday was yesterday. We're celebrating tomorrow.
Ooh.
Oh, man, I hope he's not listening to this surprise, but he doesn't listen to the show anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be, as you say, super.
It's going to be super.
Yeah, so it's it's been a weird couple of months, and I finally feel like I'm, you know, I guess in a better mood. I guess I've been a fucking terrible fucking mess lately. You know,
not really. You've been good.
Not yeah, lately. But what do you do?
No, I'm just kind of looking
around.
Here.
The other ones. There's two different ones. You could click on this first Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
This one.
No, top. There you go. There's more.
Aha!
Aha! So, yeah.
Look at that.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Now you have some more cunt kids.
That was for Mega Powers. That was every time I got mad at him, I called him a cunt.
Oh, he's not a see you next Tuesday.
That word has been in all my close friends' lexicon for the last 2 months when I mention somebody's name.
Well, he's a cunt?
No, not he, but...
He or she?
Yeah. But...
Look at this.
What's that?
Cream. But the cream will rise to the top, boy.
Especially in your case. Happy
birthday, Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah!
How old would he have been yesterday, child?
He would have been... Holy shit. He probably would have been like 65.
You posted it.
I didn't. Yeah, I posted it, but I didn't do the calculations. Like, you know what?
You copied and pasted?
No, I didn't actually. I did not.
Yeah.
Because I actually wore your shirt the day that he.
I know. It's. I'm happy that shirt brings you joy.
That shirt brings me tremendous joy.
It makes me so proud that I can. You know, it's funny. I love getting gifts, but I always loved giving gifts.
I was close. He would have been 66.
66. I feel like when somebody likes a present you give them, it leaves a lasting impression, you know? So I'm glad you like that shirt. So
you like that shirt?
You
like it. Here we go.
You better like this shirt.
Where is it?
To your left. There you go.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
So I'm glad we're doing this tonight.
That shit's great. All right, sorry.
I have to make more.
No, these are great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we were able to do this tonight. I was I had other plans, but I was like, you know what? Plans got scrapped. I'm like, you know what? I need to get back into the swing of things and get Turnbuckle Throwbacks back because we have a lot to talk about, actually. A lot of things have been going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot.
Poor Becky.
Why poor Becky?
That bitch has got knocked the fuck out by Nia, and now she's out of the match with Ronda? It's messed up, man. It is what it is. Accidents happen. A lot of people have been giving Nia a lot of shit lately. You heard about that?
Yeah, you know, we talked about this.
Did we?
No, with different people. With okay. The whole Nikki Bella thing, you know, with yeah. The... When she gave the concussion to What's-Her-Face, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the business, man. I think it happens. It happens in sports all the time. Guys get hurt. Girls get hurt all the time. Like, I don't understand why people get mad. It's like it's
They gave Nia a lot of shit for that knockout.
Fuck them.
Because, you know, Becky is beloved by everyone now.
Yeah, but so what? What does that mean?
And now everyone's like, oh, you ruined her fucking run. She was on a hot streak. Now she's going to have to, like, cool her jets a little bit because now she's going to be taken out of the pay-per-view. And blah. Listen, guys, shit happens sometimes. Where the fuck were you guys when Enzo got knocked the fuck out by Simon Gotch in the match, that SmackDown match that they had? Where, like, you guys just...
What happened when Jake DDT'd Ricky Steamboat on the concrete?
Yeah,
and really knocked him out.
Knocked him out legitimate, and nobody said... I mean, they were...
What about Brian Pillman getting knocked out in the cage by Sid Vicious?
Yeah,
during the War Games.
With that power bomb?
Yeah, dude.
It was...
Knocked him out cold. Yeah, it shit happens, dude.
It's not fucking ballet.
It's not ballet, man. It's not.
It's a men's soap opera. It is
100%.
But it's not ballet. These guys are legitimate athletes, man. They get hurt.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Are you digging? Are you digging Becky's new gimmick?
I don't know if I like it, or I'm still on the fence on it a little bit because. She is really super over as a heel, but is she really a heel though? If you think about it,
I don't like the comparisons to Austin though.
She's not an Austin. I know people keep comparing her. They're calling her Becky. It's not Austin.
Stop with the comparisons, please.
She's really over with the crowd, but is she a heel? No, she's not a heel. She's a tweener right now, because if she was still a heel, she would not have gone up to Charlotte and hugged the fuck out of her in front of the audience right there. That's first off right there.
Yeah.
And she hasn't really said anything derogatory towards the fans, where the fans are like, you know what, I hate this bitch. they love her. And on top of that, everything that's happened to her from Charlotte to now, she's legitimately right. Like, nothing's been given to her. She's had to, like, fight, scratch, and crawl claw for everything she's had.
No, you know...
God bless her.
Women's wrestling has taken a turn for me, man. I've actually give it more emphasis now. I mean, it's not amazing, but, we were talking about NXT pre-production. We'll talk about it in a few minutes, but, you know, the girls are getting more TV time, and I mentioned this I think I mentioned it on the show last week when I was doing the solo stuff. The girls are getting more TV time, and it's cool, you know. But stop with the fucking comparisons, please. Stop. There's no comparison to
Stone Cold.
To Stone Cold Steve Austin. There's none. There's not even character wise. Why? Because she beats people up. Terry Funk did the same thing. Terry Funk does it tonight in a throwback.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a deal. But I like it. I like SmackDown right now, actually. I do like SmackDown right now.
Speaking of SmackDown.
Oh.
What about that heel turn by Daniel fucking Bryan, huh?
How about it?
How about that heel turn?
How about it? Good. I mentioned Shane McMahon last week. I'm not going to mention it again. I like that Stephanie's putting an emphasis on it, though. That I love.
Mm-hmm.
I love fucking teams. I love tag teams. I love Survivor Series. I like Raw versus SmackDown. They should do Raw versus SmackDown every single year for the rest of their existence. It just makes it makes compelling storylines because you have inner beefs with the teams, and then you have this rivalry with the general managers, and then you have the rivalry with the brands.
Yep.
So there's three dynamics to it, which is fantastic.
You know what would be making it even better? If they added NXT to Survivor Series.
No, because now NXT does War Games.
That's the War!
It's the War Games, if you will. So now, now I'm not selfish. If they didn't have War Games, I'd be like, all right, cool, let's put them in Survivor Series. But you know what? No. Give me the War Games every November. I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
I'm excited for War Games.
We'll get into that in a few minutes. We'll preview the TakeOver card and Survivor Series card. Just a couple of news and notes. WWE is doing a Starrcade special on November 25th.
Yes.
Nick German posted a few minutes ago on the Rampage. And I think he put on the Throwbacks page as well. I'm excited about that. I just told Choppy we'll get together. Maybe we'll do a podcast that night. We'll get together. We'll just fucking shoot the shit and do some Starrcade stuff. Maybe we'll do a Starrcade from yesteryear. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe. It just depends on it. You know, don't hold us to it, but we're going to try. But yeah, that's cool. I know Vince doesn't like to do stuff that's not his,
mm-hmm.
but if you own it, use it. Fucking use it, man. Use Starrcade, use Halloween Havoc, use Fall Brawl. Why not?
Well, Well, they started using Great American Bash.
And like, they stopped.
In the early 2000s, for whatever reason, they stopped. I don't understand why. It's one of the better. It was one of the better pay-per-views that WCW had, was putting out.
I know.
And they were like, eh, we're not going to use it after. I think they stopped using it after what they called the Bash.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Imagine if they brought back Halloween Havoc.
It'd be perfect. It'd be perfect. It, and you have the network. You have endless possibilities. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be a pay-per-view. It could be like a special. You can record it from like a different place, like one of these European tours. Hey, Halloween Havoc from Birmingham, England. And you just fucking air it when it's done. You know?
Correct.
It doesn't have to be live. But I don't know. I like. I always like Starrcade. Starrcade for me was. Well, Starrcade was the WrestleMania for the NWA, you know? Basically,
it was. Yeah. I mean, I think it got, at one point it was only in November, and then they pushed it over to start, to December. But yeah. Towards the end of WCW,
yep, 100%, exactly what they did. So I'm happy about that. I was asked by Uptown Georgie. That's my phone. I'm sorry. I was asked by Uptown Georgie to talk about the purchase of the WWC library.
Oh, they finally bought
they
that.
They did.
Good. Good.
Here's what I like about this. You're gonna see a ton of shit on there that you're going to see Carlos Colon, you're going to see Abby, you're going to see Brody, you're going to see Flair, Hercules Ayala, you're going to see the Headhunters, you're going to see you're going to see a lot of different kind of wrestling.
I've seen the matches from WWC. I'm not too impressed. I think it's just a little bit much.
Some of it is, but a lot of it was epic.
I know Conan was there for a minute too.
Yeah, a lot of guys were there.
Carlito, when he was very, very young, was also there. So yeah, I mean,
yeah. But and then what you can do is obviously it's not in English, so you'll have the translating. Which I mean, so now the see here's the thing. I understand where you're coming from. Not a lot of it was great, but if you put the right commentary team to it, it might make it a little more compelling.
You know what it is? The Spanish doesn't bother me because I understand Spanish.
But I'm talking. They're not going to air it. They'll air it in Spanish for the SAP aspect of the network. But they're basically going to. They're going to have to edit it with commentary, like you know what the Jim Ross does with Josh Barnett with New Japan.
Yeah.
You know, for the Access Channel, whatever the case may be. So
I. You know what it is? I hope it does well on the network. I mean, like I said. The only intrigue I would have with that is maybe seeing like Brody and Abby matches. Did Hansen ever make an appearance there?
I believe so.
He did, right? So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you see some Hansen shit on there. So, I mean, it'll bring some more fans to it for sure.
Yeah.
But like I said, I wasn't really too much of a fan. I mean, even Dutch Mantel booked
that. A lot of guys were there.
Yeah.
Like, it's a who's who, you know? I'm excited. I like all that stuff anyway, so like I'm a mark for all that old shit. So I mean, I'll when they edit it and they put the English commentary to it, it might have a better feel, you know, to tell a story.
I just hope that you know they make it look more, you know, it doesn't have that grainy look to it.
No, they remaster it.
No, like I'm pretty sure they remaster it.
Yeah, that's why you're not seeing all the Smoky Mountain. That's why you're not seeing all the AWA because they're remastering it. Like, it takes a...
Hurry the fuck up and remaster it already, goddammit.
There's thousands upon thousands of hours, too. Like, and
that sounds like a WWE problem, not my problem.
No. It sounds like a WWE problem.
Not mine. You bought the damn library. Fix it.
Yeah, Vince can fucking...
Fucking jerk off.
Vince is banking on that shit, man. Banking on that shit. So, what else is going on? Let me see here. Trying to see what social media is going on. Social media blowing up the last couple of hours with this whole James Ellsworth thing, huh?
What about him? Like, that's I think that's bullshit.
Snapchatting his junk to some chick?
I don't believe it.
Some 16-year-old?
Don't believe it.
Yeah, Mario was saying the same thing. Mario, I didn't forget about you, bro. You still have your fucking hats. I have to ship them out. And now I found the box actually while I was moving. So I have two hats for Mario actually.
Mm.
So you get a twofer. Because I love you, and I made you wait too long, so. But anyway, yeah, apparently he showed his junk to some chick who claimed she was 16 years old.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? No. I don't know.
The guy's a family man. That's first off. And then secondly, he has a bunch of kids. I don't think he'd be that type of person to send his junk to a fucking teenager. Come on. And also, WWE's been bringing him back and forth here and there. You know,
yeah.
Like every so often for like a little mini stints with the E, And he wouldn't send a bunch of pictures on through Snapchat just to ruin that for himself, you know? Yeah. I don't think so, dude. Ellsworth is a smart man.
And if he didn't do it, this chick is going way out of her way to try to exploit him too. Like,
correct.
She took to fucking social media like forget it, man. Like Barnstorming, man. She was on point. I watched like two of her videos. I was like, man, this is crazy. She was adamant. I was like, I mean, again, I'm not saying she's right or wrong. I'm just like, it's all. And Matt Squire said something too. He was like, you know, if it is true, he should know better to fucking take a picture of his stuff anyway and put it out there on the interwebs.
Yep.
You know, that's a thing too. Like, you know, and I think society now, the way it is, everybody's PC and all this nonsense, like even stuff that's like innocent in a way, like even if you want your significant other to, you know, even if she sends you a picture of her tits, you know, it's like, it's for you, it's not for anybody else, you know. It's like, I don't know, I feel like the way it's going now, everything's being taken out of context.
Yeah,
every single, and I'm not saying this is, I'm taking in general. So now this incident is gonna like break the internet again. You know, it's gonna be, people are gonna be fucking people are gonna be brawling, virtually brawling over it. It's ridiculous. I really hope it's not true. If it is true, he's a fucking scumbag for A, doing it, B, doing it to a minor. You know, if he did do it.
Well, even here's my thing though. If it was a minor, what if the minor lied to him about her age?
That's what Mario said. That was Mario's point.
That's also could be. That's another thing.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's, again, there's so many scenarios. So I like the healthy debate on social media. That's cool. No one's fighting. No one's getting in trouble.
No.
No one's. Everybody. We keep the peace on our page. We don't mess around with that nonsense. You know? Bunch of mooks.
Yeah, we are a bunch of mooks. Bunch of jerk offs.
I watched NXT.
Please tell me, what was your opinion on it? Because you know. I'm always the first one to watch it, and then you watch it the next day. I would like to hear your opinion on it.
My opinion?
Please.
My opinion was, I like Bianca Belair. I like Mia Yim. But I really like the fact that they had a match for the control of the War Games match.
Yeah, that was great, right?
So, that was fucking cool as shit.
Let me ask you, do you think Mia Yim is better suited for NXT, or just should have been right to the main roster?
No, she's fine where she is.
Yeah?
She's fine where she is.
Dude, I never knew this, but Mia Yim, you know, she's also half African-American, right? I did not know that.
I didn't know. I
thought she was all Asian.
I'll take your word for it. I didn't look her up. I know she's really talented.
She's very talented. She's also a really pretty girl. She's not ugly at all. And then she's got a look to her. I think she's got a unique look to her that I think people gravitate to later on in her career.
I'm trying to find the NXT. By the way, WrestleMania tickets are on sale.
Fuck WrestleMania.
Talk to Kathy Hummer. She's going.
Of course she is. She goes to every event.
Yeah.
I mean, she wins tickets. She buys tickets. God bless you. I wish I could go to every fucking event, but I'm not going to WrestleMania. I don't want to freeze my balls off at WrestleMania.
No. The only way we're going to WrestleMania is if somebody gives us tickets. And even then, it's a stretch.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. I probably would just go to Fan Access just to meet some of the wrestlers. Other than that, I'll tell you right now, though, me and the boys... going to be a G1. Fuck everything else.
And I do want to make an effort to go to the Mark Hitchcock Memorial Show on Thursday. Okay. Of that Thursday. So we should make a plan.
We should try.
Out of respect to Nick and all the help he's done for us, you know.
Yeah.
I think that we should at least give him that and represent his boy, his fallen comrade. So
my God, look at this card.
Yes.
For fucking TakeOver.
Yes. All right, let's go over TakeOver right now. 2 out of 3 falls. Kairi Sane against Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's Championship.
I'm going to go on a stretch here, and I'm going to say that Shayna Baszler beats Kairi Sane 2-0.
And retains.
Kairi Sane won't even get a pin.
Really?
I think she's just going to go win two straight falls, and that's it.
And she called for the match. She asked for it.
Yeah.
Because Baszler's homegirls kept...
Yeah,
kept interfering. So,
but I think it's going to be two straight falls, and then Baszler wins.
All right, I'm going to pick Baszler, but I'm going to say she wins on the third fall.
Okay,
I'm going to say they split.
That's fine.
Aleister Black finally gets his revenge on Johnny Gargano.
I think this is going to be like the semi main event, the match right before War Games.
Yeah,
because this match is very heated. A lot of drama. It's probably going to tell a really good story, because that's what you like. You like good stories.
I love a good story. You know
what
I mean?
To see Johnny Gargano as a heel is kind of weird now, because he's been a babyface for God knows, like, what, 3 years now?
Yeah, yeah.
And to see him as a heel is kind of weird. I don't see him as a heel, but it might work.
Yeah.
We shall see.
I'm going to take, I'm taking Gargano for the win.
I'm taking Black.
You're taking Black?
Yeah, because he got fucked up by Gargano, so he has to come back.
Gargano wins and then still goes after Ciampa for the title.
And you think Ciampa's
Ciampa's going to be out Velveteen Dream.
And do you think, my thing is Gargano going to be stay as a heel?
No. Or he's going to be a tweener.
He's going to be a tweener.
Yeah.
So that you think he goes, all right.
Yeah.
I'm going with Black on this one.
Okay. Tommaso Ciampa, I think he's going to win.
I love the Velveteen Dream, but, you know, I feel bad for the poor guy. He never seems to win a big marquee matchup. But I do believe, Tommaso's still going to win.
They're saving him.
Yeah, you know what it is? He's still a young guy. He's super fucking young. He's only 24.
I could see him winning the North American strap first before he wins the NXT title. Beating
Ricochet for the title?
Either Ricochet or
someone else.
Or the heel, maybe if Adam Cole takes anybody. I could see him beating Ricochet, though.
He's still so young. I think he's going to NXT for a little bit. They're going to
let him
marinate a little bit in NXT and then bring him up to the main roster.
There really isn't a rush for any of these guys to come up.
I don't want any of them to come up. I don't even want fucking Undisputed Era to go up. I want them to stay.
Yeah.
Stay in NXT. Don't go to the main roster. You guys are red hot.
Speaking of
the main event.
Speaking of the Undisputed Era.
The four horsemen of the NXT, baby.
Yeah. I'm glad Bobby Fish is back in the fold. So they had a match on NXT this week for the control of who takes the advantage
of
the War Games.
Yep.
Which the heels always did anyway, because Arn Anderson was always the first one in the cage.
Yep.
Back in the day. So it's Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, Roddy Strong, my boy Roddy, and the man, Adam Cole,
baby,
against Ricochet, the North American champion, Pete Dunne, the UK champion, the Bruiserweight, and the War Raiders.
Which is pretty much LOD.
Which is basically LOD with face paint.
I gotta admit, though. You know when you...
I call them the Bravehearts.
The Bravehearts.
Look at fucking Hanson. He looks like a big, fat... what's his face? Who played in Braveheart? What was it? Mel Gibson. Looks like a big, fat, bearded Mel Gibson with the face paint. He does.
Looks like that French dude, Gerard Depardieu.
that's awesome.
Oh, that's fucking great.
No, they're good, though, dude. They're really good. I mean, this is going to be a fantastic match. Last year's War Games, me and Choppy were a bit skeptical.
It was good.
We were like, holy shit. It was a goal. It's not going to be good because there's no top of the cage. I'm like, eat a dick. That was a great.
It was good. It was really good. I ate my words on that one. It was really, really
and
good.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. It's going to get better every single year.
And
watch my words.
Who do you think wins this? I think the Undisputed Era is going to win it again straight. It's another year they're going to win this.
Yeah. It's going to be, if the face team wins, I think Pete Dunne is going to be the guy who helps them win. I think he's the guy, right? He's the X factor of this entire thing.
I think that I don't know if you know this, but Pete Dunne is almost closing in on 2 years as champion.
Well, yeah, now they have the NXT
UK brand. I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to lose the belt eventually. I haven't seen the NXT UK. I heard it's pretty good.
I haven't watched it yet.
I heard it's good. I have a feeling that he's going to drop the belt soon. He's going to have to drop the belt to somebody who's like really over on that brand.
Yeah, and they need to put Adam Cole in title contention.
I would like to see Adam. This is what I would like to see eventually. I would like to see Pete Dunne as the NXT champion, and then I would like to see Adam Cole go after the NXT title.
I love Adam.
Pete Dunne and Adam Cole for the NXT title?
Yeah.
That'd be good. And then eventually, I would love to see the War Raiders get the NXT tag team titles from Undisputed Era, which is Roddy and Kyle.
I have no problems with that.
And I think Ricochet should drop the belt eventually to somebody else, maybe Velveteen Dream.
He might hold it till Mania, though.
You think so?
Yeah,
that's... Well, yeah, you're probably right, because that's...
Because that's to be the next takeover. It would be Mania.
Or would it be Royal Rumble?
Oh, well, yeah, I forgot. There's two more takeovers. Correct, I stand corrected. So
I don't care what, dude. I gotta get me an Undisputed Era T-shirt.
You gotta
these motherfuckers are over.
I love these guys.
I got two. I know you do.
I got two. I got Adam Cole. I got the regular one.
Yeah, these are great. They're great, man. These guys are. They're. I would never have thought. I mean, not for nothing. I've known Roddy has been part of groups all of his career.
But he was the X Factor.
No Remorse Corpse. He was part of fucking Truth Martini's crew.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's part of the Undisputed Era. I mean, like, this guy's been notorious for being part of groups, which is fine. Adam Cole is no different either. Adam Cole was part of the Bullet Club when he was a Ring of Honor.
Yep.
And now he's part, and he was also part of the King, the what was the group that him and Mike Bennett were in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, with him and Marie Kanellis. Yeah,
and he was also teamed with Kyle O'Reilly.
And he was also tag team. Yeah, these guys have all connected. They're all connected somehow.
Yeah.
So it made, the group makes sense, right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope they don't break these guys up anytime soon. I really like this crew.
I didn't like them.
At first you didn't like them.
Until Roddy. Because I thought, in everything you said was true. The connection was there. And then once he joined the group, it was like...
Who made that prediction, by the way?
You did.
I know. I kept saying, I was like, what if Roddy joined this fucking group?
And I said to you, that would be amazing.
And what happened a couple months later?
He joined, and it was amazing. He is he's the guy. He's the guy who's the workhorse. He fucking singles, tag team, factions, the whole nine yards. All these guys have team experience, and they're all friends in real life, which helps them a lot.
Yep.
Especially Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole, they're like best friends. But all these guys have Ring of Honor experience except for Pete Dunne, which I think is cool too. And this is where NXT is at now. NXT is Choppy said this in pre-production. Did you say it on the air?
No.
He said NXT. He said, Phil, the NXT right now is the equivalent of like the late 80s NWA.
Yeah, it is.
Where like there's chock full of goodness. There's nothing bad right now about the product. And even when the NWA had job guys, you still had the promos, you still had the interviews, you still had it was entertainment constant. It was good either way, you know. You didn't get five-star matches like you get now, but the entertainment value was there. So I think that's where Choppy was going with it, right? Am I right? Or?
Yeah, you're right. And also, you got to keep in mind, if you watch the old like NWA TV shows, they did everything in a small arena, and then when it's time to do the blow-off to all these feuds, they went to big arenas. That's what they're doing with TakeOver.
They toured, like TakeOver.
Yeah.
NXT, they toured.
They tour, and then eventually these feuds, they blow off at a major event, which is TakeOver. It's genius.
Yeah, you had a month of the Crockett Cup. You had a month of Great American Bashes.
Yeah, dude.
100%. It's a kind of a weird comparison, but it makes the way you presented it to me, it makes perfect sense.
It does.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, think about this. The Undisputed Era is the Four Horsemen of the NXT. Man, they even got fucking hand signals, man.
Dude, they're so fucking. I like when Kyle O'Reilly comes out, he plays the guitar on his belt. I was
yes,
like, he's so fucking good, man. Like all these guys are good. Even Bobby Fish, who has no character, he's so dope. You know,
he's like the grizzled veteran.
Yeah,
he's like
yeah.
The Ole Anderson.
He's like
the
Ole Anderson. Yeah.
The Ole Anderson in the fucking group. Yeah. I love it.
So Cole would be Flair, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, Roddy would be on Anderson.
And I believe Roddy would be on. I think Roddy would be fucking Tully.
Tully.
And then Kyle would be the because Kyle. And
Kyle's on Anderson
because Kyle and Adam are best friends of Ric Flair and Adam. And
perfect. Yeah,
that's how I see
so
it.
So like the original Four Horsemen.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Fucking God. Bobby Fish as Ole. That's great.
God damn, you're on point tonight, Chops.
Dude, that's how I see it, man.
I'm
sorry.
You're on point. No, it's perfect. I like it. I like it.
It's only a matter of time before this crew holds all the fucking straps, dude. I'm telling you.
That'd be a wet dream, dude.
I'm telling you.
That'd be a wet dream.
Kyle O'Reilly and then Bobby Fish as the fucking tag champs, Roddy as the NXT North American, and then Adam Cole with the NXT title.
That's my dude, man.
And he'd be
fucking dude.
And he'd be the only guy who had won every fucking strap in the NXT roster.
That's my dude.
Triple crown right there.
Oh, man. I love him.
Triple crown, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and he's basically a fucking cruiserweight. I don't even think he's 200 pounds.
You know, you want to know something? And the whole thought of him being small doesn't even faze me anymore.
No.
I remember I used to tell him, like, dude, it's not his height.
He did.
It's his weight.
Yeah, he's not even 200 pounds.
He's not. He's got to be like a buck 80.
Yeah.
I look at him now, And then the whole weight, the whole him thing being not heavier doesn't bother me anymore. Because he looks, he's believable at what he does.
Yeah.
And it's perfect.
Yeah. I he's can't, the man. I can't disagree with
he's
you.
He's the man.
I can't disagree with you more.
Now, if you can only get the Young Bucks to join, which I don't think will ever happen.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the Young Bucks.
The Bucks are doing great.
Yeah, the Bucks are good. They're on their own now.
Did you see that picture of Matt and Nick and Omega and Cody taking pictures with those two kids that were...
Yes.
You know who those two kids are?
No.
You know Jesse, my next-door neighbor?
Yeah, of course.
Those are his kids.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Shout out to Jesse, man.
Shout out to Jesse.
Jesse listens to the show, right?
Yes, he does every now and then.
Shout out to Jesse.
Yeah, his kids were the ones that were... Those were his kids. I couldn't believe it. I was like... And they even got mentioned by the Dirt Sheets.
That's fucking great.
That's awesome, dude.
That's great. All right. Let's preview Survivor Series. I know you don't care.
I actually do care.
Do you?
Cause I actually do care.
I went on record today and saying that you didn't care.
No, I actually do care. I want to see how it comes out. I'm interested in a couple of matches.
Well, if I don't go, if I don't stay where I'm staying this weekend, I'll probably be home for Survivor Series.
Well, let me know, because we'll go together, because still planning on going.
All right, yeah, it's still up in the air. I won't find out until tomorrow, but...
I'll probably drive to the ferry, and then we'll just hop on the ferry.
All right, we'll definitely, and Rob, we're going to Rob's, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, so I'll probably, if I don't go to my event.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, so let's get into this real quick. Let's preview it. 10-on-10 tag team traditional tour, to 10-on-10.
The 10-on-10 tag team.
The kickoff match. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't even know who's in it. So,
this is going to be good.
This is going to be fantastic.
AOP versus the Bar. Oh my God, they're going to destroy each other.
It's going to be a fucking
slobber knocker.
As Mega Powers would say, two big slabs of beef.
Two slabs of beef versus two slabs of beef, dude. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be fantastic. I love the AOP, obviously.
And they're both heel tag teams. I love this.
And I like the little British kid they got with them. What's his name?
Oh,
Drake something.
You mean Rockstar Spud?
Rockstar Spud,
Drake
yeah.
Drake Maverick, yeah.
Yeah, I like that kid. He's perfect with them.
You know how old that guy is? He's like a year older than me.
I'm assuming, I didn't think he was that young. I thought he was younger than that. He was in his late 20s.
35 years old, that motherfucker is.
Jesus Christ.
God bless him.
Yeah, good for him. Fucking
good genes.
Yeah, right.
This match might be good.
Yeah, Buddy Murphy defending the Cruiserweight title against Mustafa Ali.
Yes. And actually, these two, did you ever see their no disqualification match?
Yeah, they have a history. Ali is one of these guys that doesn't win the big match.
That's the Tommy Dreamer of the Cruiserweight division.
Yes, 100%. Another good comparison. He might win this.
He might. I don't know, man.
Buddy Murphy's good.
And you know who's starting to make waves on the 205 Live thing?
What's that?
Mr. Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett is making waves on the 205 Live roster.
Ah.
So Maria Kanellis has been his mouthpiece right now.
And all right. This is going to be fun. 5-on-5, Raw versus SmackDown. So for Raw, we got Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, Ziggles. And fucking Finn Balor, my dude. My dude is in the Survivor Series. I was hoping he'd get a spot against Team SmackDown, which is no slouches.
Samoa Joe.
Right.
Jeff Hardy.
Yep.
Shane McMahon, The Miz, and the 619 himself.
And Ray Ray.
Ray Mysterio.
It's crazy.
What
do you think?
Who let me see who wins this. There's so much heat behind Drew McIntyre right now. I see him as the sole survivor of this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think Drew's going to be, he's going to win. The Raw's going to win this.
I think Finn Balor's going to win it for them.
You want to know something? I would love for that to happen.
It has to happen. I've been saying this for months.
It's not going to happen, dude. They don't have any stock in this motherfucker.
Dude, they have to put stock in him.
And I love Finn.
And Stephanie was talking, did you watch Raw? Stephanie was talking him up like he was the second coming.
Yes, I know.
And it pissed me off. I'm like, then give him the fucking, whoever's writing him in needs to write him in, like, legitimately.
Vince doesn't see any stock in this motherfucker. He's money, dude.
Fucking insanity.
It's
insanity.
It's a crying shame that this man is not in the position that he's in.
100%. 100% I agree. So we're both in agreements. We're picking Raw.
Yeah, Raw's going to win this.
All right.
But look at something. Let's go up for a sec. Just look at the level of talent that's on Raw in comparison to fucking SmackDown.
Well, listen. Don't count SmackDown out. Miz is on fire right now.
He is.
Joe is
Joe is Joe.
Joe is stagnant.
Yeah, but Joe can turn a match.
Yeah, of course he can. I know that.
And, you know, the other guys are just basically fillers.
Ugh, I don't know.
No disrespect to Jeff Hardy, but he's hurt. He's old. Shane McMahon should even be in this fucking match. And Ray Ray's just putting he's there to put the new guys over.
That's it.
Which is fine. He's actually really good for Ray. Ray's good for what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
I love Ray. We're the same age, so he's way better shape than I am. But Ray Ray can go, man. He's had some good. Him and Nakamura had a great match 2 weeks ago.
I saw it. It was good.
But I have to agree with you. I think that Raw has the more talent. Even with Bobby Lashley on their team, they have more talent.
Lashley sucks.
I hate fucking Lashley. He's the shits.
Black Lesnar of the group.
He is the shits. What else we have here?
I'll keep going.
Oh,
on.
The 10-man. Here's the 10-man
team. Here it's okay. The team Raw is Bobby Roode, Chad Gable, The Ascension, the B Team, the Revival, and then the Lucha House Party against the Usos, the New Day, Sanity. Primo and Epico are still hired?
Yep.
What?
Yep. And Gallows and Anderson.
This is what's aggravating to me. Gallows and Anderson.
I don't get me started.
The former Bullet Club are relegated to kickoff matches. Are you fucking kidding me, man?
Let's see. 5-on-5 women. This is going to be interesting.
All right. Team Raw is Mickie James, Nia Jax, Natalya, Tamina, and Ruby Riott. And then on SmackDown, it is Carmella, Asuka, Naomi. Who's the other girl? God, what's her name? She's the girl, the MMA chick with...
yeah.
I always forget her name.
The fuck is her name?
She's the lesbian girl.
I forgot her name. Fuck.
Yeah, the girl that's with...
the Jersey chick.
Yeah, whatever. And now that Charlotte is leaving the match, now they're going to have to find a replacement, which is probably going to be Mandy Rose.
I think SmackDown's winning this one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, there's too much dissension in the Raw rank.
And I feel like the star power is much better with the women's division on SmackDown.
Plus, Natty wasn't around when Alexa Bliss was talking. I think something's going on with Natty too. I think she's going to either flip or cause them to lose or something flippy's going to happen. You know.
Let's see next.
This is going to be a fun.
This match is going to be fucking amazing.
This match might steal the show.
It is. It is. I have a feeling it is. The Intercontinental Champion representing Raw, Seth Rollins, versus the United States Champion, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
For representing SmackDown. Who do you got winning this?
I'm taking Seth Rollins. I want Nakamura to win,
okay,
but I'm taking Seth Rollins.
Why is that?
I just think he's hot right now.
I think Shinsuke's going to win this.
I hope so.
And you want to know why? Shenanigans. Dean Ambrose.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Shit, man.
Dean Ambrose is going to interfere in this fucking match.
I'm changing my pick, yeah.
You can't change your pick.
I can't?
No, you can't.
Fuck, man.
Fuck you. God, okay, I'm joking. God, you can change your pick.
I fucking hate you.
You can change your pick. No, Shinsuke. I think Shinsuke's going to win this.
And you know what? It's funny because the more SmackDown I watch now, they're giving him more promo time.
It's about damn time. The man is the United States heavyweight champion.
But his English was terrible.
It was terrible. I speak no English.
But he's trying.
He's trying.
And I like his promo.
Listen, his promo, he may not be the best talker.
He's the fucking one of the best wrestlers on the planet.
You know what I would love to have him do? Just have him speak in Japanese and let him have subtitles.
You could do that. Or if he was like still a heel, you can get like a translator. Like they do in baseball.
Get Mr. Fuji.
Mr. Fuji's dead.
Oh, that's right. Dig his body up and translate him.
Just give him a translator. It's not hard to get a Japanese translator.
Yeah, they have Japanese announcers.
Hi, Rob. Rob speaks Japanese.
No. Funaki-san.
Funaki already does comic.
Let him be the manager.
No.
Okay, then get Taka.
No, let Rob do it. Rob speaks Japanese.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But isn't he Filipino?
Doesn't matter what he is. I watched him speak Japanese at a dinner a couple weeks ago.
Well, good for him.
Maybe he's, I don't know if he's as fluent.
I mean, they all look the same to me anyway.
Wow. Wow, come on, dude.
I'm kidding, come on.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. Will you stop?
Will you stop?
What?
And this should be interesting.
The Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey versus SmackDown's Charlotte Flair.
People were yelling and pissing and moaning about, oh, it should be on WrestleMania. It still might be on WrestleMania, but they're doing it now.
Yeah, it still might be WrestleMania. Apparently, there's rumors going around that Vince is trying to acquire the services of The Rock for WrestleMania 35.
trying to.
No.
If they're not able to, this might be the match that main events WrestleMania.
I got no problem with that.
This is the match that might main event WrestleMania.
I got no problem.
So right now we're getting a teaser for that.
Why not? And you know what? Mr. X just texted me. He goes, "Damn, heel choppy." Mr. X, I want to say thank you very much. He's been texting me every other day, every day, just making sure I'm all right. So thank you.
Good.
That's all, dude, man. He's a good dude.
Who do you got winning this?
Damn it.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans on who, though? Like, who's gonna interfere? Becky Lynch?
Becky.
On Charlotte? And give it to Ronda Rousey?
Why not?
Just prolong it? Yeah.
You want to know why? Because what if this whole thing of her, like, being told by the medical staff, you can't wrestle this Sunday because you got a concussion? What if that's all a storyline?
Yeah.
Pull a wool over our eyes and be like, you know what? Becky's not gonna wrestle. She's going to fuck with this match, dude. I'm telling you.
Rob's in the chat room. Rob, we just nominated you to be Nakamura's translator.
Yeah, you need to be his manager, dude.
Yeah, we need to get you a job. We need to get you on
the
inside.
Yeah, we don't want you to job to anybody. We want you to get a job with WWE.
So we're picking Rob to cut promos for Shinsuke Nakamura. Yeah, I'll take Ronda Rousey.
I'm taking Ronda.
Taking Ronda?
She's going to stay undefeated until WrestleMania.
Okay.
Okay. One more match.
And I like Ronda Rousey, man.
This is the next match. Oof. Oh, boy. The next match. Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting.
So Daniel Bryan wins the world title.
Daniel Bryan, the newly won WWE World Heavyweight Championship by Daniel Bryan representing SmackDown against the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion, Brock Lesnar.
Now, this is fun because AJ Styles gets a break.
He does.
And I love AJ Styles to death. I think he's amazing. He's phenomenal. No pun intended. But this was a great swerve.
Nobody was expecting it because everyone kept thinking
Yes, I'm sorry.
Nobody thought that because everyone kept saying, oh, Daniel Bryan. Nobody believes in Daniel Bryan. And look what happened.
Bro, that was so cool. And it got Daniel Bryan right back to where he needs to be. Okay, the only problem I have with it is that they better not give him the shit run they gave him the last time he was world champion.
What, as a heel?
The first one, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, well, that's because he was injured.
He was fighting fucking Brodus Clay, and he was fighting Mark Henry.
And Kane.
Kane.
Yeah, his first world title run.
It was fucking atrocious. It was terrible television. But
you know what I predict in this match?
Don't give me shenanigans again.
A massacre. I predict a massacre.
So Brock's going to lay
him. Brock Lesnar's going to beat the shit out of Daniel Bryan. And not to say that Daniel Bryan's not going to fight, but Daniel Bryan's going to get his ass handed to him by Brock Lesnar.
I think, because Daniel Bryan's a bump machine, so I think Brock's just going to toss him around.
Yeah, expect another concussion, Daniel Bryan.
And expect Brock Lesnar to be confronted by his next opponent.
Drew McIntyre.
Braun Strowman.
You think so?
Yeah.
Braun has lost every fucking match to Brock Lesnar.
It's got to happen. If they don't, I'm telling you right now, they just gave Brock an extension. So, with the same schedule, you know, like he's going to show up every 8 weeks he'll be on TV, all right?
It's fucking bullshit.
The world title has to come back to television. Whether it's on Brock Lesnar or not, it's got to be the focal point of Raw. It has to be. You're not doing anybody a due diligence by taking a part-timer and make... I'm not saying don't hire a part-timer because I love Brock Lesnar, but giving him the title all the time, it's losing its appeal with me.
You want to know when was the only time I didn't mind a part-timer holding the belt? Was when Goldberg had the title. You want to know why?
Because he was going to lose.
Because Goldberg had the belt for literally a month. It was a month, and you want to know, and he was on TV most of the time anyways.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, he's going to lose the belt in about a month and a half. Might as well just have him lose it at WrestleMania to Lesnar, and that's it.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, he lost it to another part-timer, which is he's never there,
right.
You know?
Right.
So, I agree. my broadcast partner. I believe that they should give that title to somebody on the main roster.
Yeah, it's got a. It's. I'm losing all sorts of like feels for this. Like I can't.
The lineage to that title is not that long. I mean, it's only been in existence for how long? What?
2 years?
Maybe more. I think it's 4 years.
No, but the Universal title?
I think it's been 4 years now.
No.
Yeah, at least three. No. It's got to be at least three. Because Finn Balor won it in 2017, I think.
Man, it's 2 years.
No, wait a minute. No, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's look up this lineage on this belt.
Okay.
On this supposed belt.
So right after Choppy does that, we'll take a quick break, and we'll do a throwback. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. It has been in existence. All right, you're right. You're right. It was 2 years.
Okay.
July 25th, 2016 was it was established. God, yeah. You're a genius.
I'm not. I guesstimated.
I don't give a shit what they say about you. You're a good guy in my eyes.
I guesstimated. Let's see. Any other news and notes? Anything that you saw?
No, that's pretty much it, dude.
Yeah, we talked about everything we wanted to talk about.
The whole Daniel Bryan heel turn was what really shocked me. That was great.
That was so much fun.
Everyone was complaining about that too,
Dude, honestly, I only open up Twitter for the show. Nick handles Instagram for us. I let him do the Instagram. Twitter, I just follow for us. I don't even get into it no more. I have another Twitter account for like all my sports shit. But even then, like it's like I don't even get involved anymore. I'm like I can't stand all the negativity. It just ruins me.
They're like, oh, he should have said as a baby face and blah blah blah. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Fuck that shit.
By the way, how come I can't see anybody talking?
Oh, scroll up.
Oh. Holy shit.
Oh, that's why we missed a whole bunch of it. All right.
Sorry, guys, I didn't see it.
Can you remember? Okay. Hey, okay, there we go. Everybody's talking. Oh, Hook Hand Choppy.
That's awesome.
Choppenstein.
Choppenstein. You know what?
Ding, ding, yeah, I gotta get my bell.
You know what Squire said?
What?
He said I gave my Lex Luger hand.
That's awesome.
Call me the Lex Luger
Naya
hand.
Naya is a pizza garbage.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Funko announced a Ronda Rousey figure, and Becky replied, I already own Ronda. I remember that.
I don't like that she hugged Charlotte. Oh, man. Do you guys think there might be some calls up to the main roster after Survivor Series?
Maybe.
Maybe. Rob, racist Choppy.
Choppy Choppy's pee-pee.
He wrote racist Choppy. Shaylin said she felt ignored.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
We didn't see the freaking the thing that wasn't scrolling down for us.
Dude, guys, honestly, this is the first time I've smiled for more than 20 minutes in like the last month and a half. So
that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, dude. I've been a fucking disaster. And I'm not even paying attention. I'm lucky I'm even sitting here right now. So I apologize. Yeah, he is a pain in the ass.
Well, you want to know something? This pain in the ass won't go to your Survivor Series party. How about them apples, fuckface?
Choppy's a pain in the ass. Choppy's a pain in the ass.
I love you, Rob.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Put that cigarette out.
What?
All right, listen. We'll take a quick break. We got a kick-ass throwback for you tonight. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on Rant EM Radio. It's Phil. It's Choppy. It's the chat room. Thank you for everybody listening in on TuneIn.
He's in pain. I love Rob.
We'll take a quick break and plug our friends. We'll be right back. Mute it up.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself
right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Back.
We are back.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on the Rant.
This is extreme.
Yeah, this is extreme. Hold on a second. I'm just texting.
Texting. Extreme texting.
Extreme texting. Ooh. You ready for this throwback?
Let's do it.
All right. I love this. This is my favorite part.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
All right.
Well, will you look at that? Mr. Notes himself.
You know what I didn't do, though?
What?
I didn't write down the fucking date.
Oh, hold on.
You got it?
I think I got it. Hold on.
I took all the fucking notes, didn't write the date.
You're a dick.
I know it's in Louisiana.
I know that too, dick.
And it's in November.
You're a dick.
You're a dick.
November 1st, actually.
Okay, November 1st, 1998.
In New Orleans.
The Dome. Not the Dome. It's a,
not my Dome.
The Convention Center, I think it is. Your Dome? Yes, baby.
I know somebody's going to be good.
You like these notes?
You better like these notes.
You better like these notes. That's no lie.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
Anyway.
What was that cola that Dusty used to promote?
Mountain Dew.
No,
the
Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow. The taste that beef Mountain Dew.
That's funny shit.
You better like these notes. That's no lie.
These notes are great.
You know what I'm gonna do next week, right? Thanksgiving. You like this stuffing? You better like this stuffing. That's no lie.
You know what I'm gonna do next week for Thanksgiving? Pass the cranberry sauce. We're having mashed potatoes. Yes, the turkey looks great. Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for loving me. The whole world's thanking
you. Thanking me.
For thanking you. Kill the turkey.
Kill the turkey.
That's great.
Woo, ooh, that's the barbecue. That's right. That's right.
Thanks, Mongo.
Oh, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
We should just use Dusty quotes for like Thanksgiving specials.
Yeah. Well, if we get together next week, we'll definitely do a Starrcade with Dusty in it to make sure.
Ooh.
Yeah. Stuffing stage right. Stage right even. Heaven's the Murgatroyd.
Oh boy. All right.
All right, Joey Styles runs down the card and here comes fucking Terry Funk.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Why the fuck was Terry Funk a heel?
I don't know.
What was Paulie thinking?
Terry wanted to be Tommy Dreamer's mystery partner, and he wasn't, so he got pissed off.
Stupid.
It was very stupid. So Tommy Dreamer confronts him, smacks him, whatever. He calls Tommy's father a crackhead. His mother was, your mother was a whore. Your father was a crackhead. No one fucking invited me.
At this point, Terry's like 53. Poor Terry.
Poor Terry.
What a mook.
Did I make a mook clip yet?
No, you haven't. You want to know why?
Wait, no. You know what? We had one, but we found one from Mean Streets.
Oh, that's right. It was from Mean Streets.
Yeah, yes. I got to make
that. I'm a mook? Yeah. What's a mook?
This guy don't know what a mook is.
You know what's all a mook? Right. You're a mook.
You're a mook. Your opening match?
The Supernova.
The Blue World Order.
Why do these guys always open up every 98 pay-per-view?
I don't care.
I don't get it.
I like all these guys.
It was always them and fucking the FBI.
Yeah.
This time it was actually Danny Doring.
Danny Doring and Roadkill. Yeah, they were just put together as a team. I wrote Roadkill's got Big Bubba Rogers thing going on with the fucking...
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Danny Doring sucks in this match, and I like Danny Doring, but he sucked in this match.
He was okay.
Yeah, Terry Funk. No, Meanie hits the people's leg drop. That was fun.
Yeah.
Then Terry Funk runs on the apron, slaps Meanie. Meanie slaps him. The heels attack on cue. The camera continues to follow Funk around as he acts insane. Roadkill's pounding the shit out of Nova back in the ring. Then, you know, Supernova's playing Ricky Morton to Danny Doring, right?
Yep.
Joey's got goofy names for every move. We know that. That's fun. Meanie gets the hot tag and faces and hits a frog splash and a moonsault combo. And it's basically it. The blue light special, inverted powerbomb, DDT combo. Terry Funk kills both guys with a piece of a table.
Dear God.
Yeah, and then Funk continues to his assault on Paulie.
And then Paulie comes out and he brings out security and then hauls Terry Funk out of there.
What pisses me off is like Paulie's like begging Terry Funk, like, please, Terry, please. No, you're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit, Paulie.
You're
dangerously.
A piece of shit, Paulie, dangerously.
By the way, he was using his gimmick name instead of just using him, Paul, calling him Paul Heyman. That was funny.
Jerk off. I love Terry Funk, but he was fucking annoying as fuck.
He was in this pay-per-view.
Even Joey Styles like, what the hell is he doing?
But the funny thing is, at the beginning of pay-per-view, Joey Styles was complimenting. He was like, yeah, you can say whatever you want, Terry. You're great.
Well, Terry, I mean, normally Terry Funk has carte blanche. He's the fucking godfather of hardcore.
There you go.
Right, but really, though? Like, come on. All right, here we go. Here's where the fun is.
Oh, God. What was the point of this match?
I don't know, but the FBI decided that they needed more people that are not Italian. So initially, it's supposed to be Tracy Smothers against Tommy Rogers from the Fantastics, right?
By the way, Tommy Rogers is in shape, bro.
Dude.
He was 40, and he's
the Tamikaze. That's my dude. I like Tommy. Wow. I like the Fantastics.
I like Tommy Rogers more than, I've said this before, I like Tommy Rogers more than I like Bobby Fulton.
I did too. But again, I always liked the Fantastics because they were like that curtain jerker fucking amazing high energy opening match, you know?
Yeah.
And it had an amazing feud with the Sheepherd, but that's another episode of the throwbacks. But anyway, Tracy Smothers against Tommy Rogers with Chris Chetty.
Chris Chetty was, oh my God.
I wrote, gee, think this will become a tag match? Tommy Rogers does look old, though. He looked good for 80 years old, but he looked good.
Tommy Rogers looked great.
Yeah. Tommy Rich's drunken rant about the Saints. What about Ulf Herman's shirt?
Stupid ass.
Oh, terrible. Oh, God. It was so bad. It was just a comedy show.
It was more a comedy match than anything else. So
Tracy Smothers, but the what's really cool is comedy aside, both guys can go.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so that was fun.
These guys are both veterans. Think about it.
Yeah,
great workers.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy never got his due at all.
No, because he was primarily a tag wrestler. He never really branched.
He never had the look. He didn't have a look of like...
And he never really branched off for a solo career.
Yeah, but he was really good tag team wrestler.
Oh, he was fantastic.
But he never...
You know him and Mick Foley were tag champions in Japan, right?
I did not know that. Yeah, that's pretty... Okay, look at that. Fun fact.
Yeah, yeah. So Tommy Rogers hits the Tamikaze. What else? The Unpretty. There's a bunch of names.
It's called the Unprettier, the Kill Switch.
The Kill Switch. Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of names for it. Spike Dudley gets involved. Fucking Mabel... Rest in peace, gets involved.
Fuck him.
He couldn't even fit the shirt. He had to just put it over himself.
Speaking of which, did you? I don't know if you know this, but did you know that, like, going back to, what's his name, Roadkill?
Chickens.
Did you know that he was signed by WWE, but he was assigned to the OVW?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, another fun fact.
Did you know that they made that man wrestle in trunks?
Him?
Yes.
Ooh.
Dude.
Was that why he left?
Dude, think of Big Daddy V.
Oof.
But with hairy Prince Albert hair.
Oof. Oh, that's fucking terrible.
What a sight, dude. That was a sight to see.
That's terrible.
I saw that. I was like, ooh, they made, no wonder he fucking left. Who would want to look at that?
Nigga, please.
No.
All right. Axel Rotten cuts a promo about Tanaka and Balls Mahoney.
I hate Axel Rotten.
I'm not a big fan of Axel Rotten either.
But I am a fan of this match.
Oh,
Landstorm versus Jerry Lynn
with Tammy Lynn, bitch, a.k.a. Dawn Marie. This is very young.
She was hot, dude.
She was smoking hot. Tammy was hot too, though, man.
But she was a drug crack
whore. Stop. No one knew she was a crack whore in 1998, so shut the fuck up. No one knew about that. You didn't know nothing, you lying, as he swigs his water. You lying sack of shit.
I did.
You lying sack of shit.
I used to read the dirt sheets online.
You dirt this. You and your fuck. What is America Online dial up? You fucking. Would you have Netscape?
You've got mail. No, I had Lycos. Remember Lycos?
Yeah.
If kids only knew how long it took to download a song in that time period. An hour just for one song.
Shaylin, we did Heroes of Wrestling.
What?
We did the... Shaylin wants to know if we did the Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view.
That pay-per-view.
No, we did. It's called The Courtship of Shining Wizards Eddie.
Oh, God.
Go look for it. Eddie from The Shining Wizards joined us for that one.
Oh, my God.
It was one of the best shows I've ever done, Shaylin. We've already
done
it.
That pay-per-view was dreadful.
Go look it up, baby girl. It's in there.
Tully Blanchard versus Stan Lane.
Go look it up, Shaylin. It's dead for you, buddy. Choppy and his prodigy dirt sheets.
Where's my bell?
Where the fuck is the bell, man? I'm such a terrible...
You're a jerk off.
Ding, 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 ding.
Prodigy dirt sheets. No, actually, you know what it was? I didn't really know for sure if she was a...
She wasn't...
She was on something, but we didn't
know.
Yeah,
she was on... She was on Chris Candido's Johnson, that's what she was on.
Yeah, right before that, she was on fucking Shawn Michaels' Johnson.
How did I, Shanlin, it was really early on in Turnbuckle Throwback's lineage.
Yeah, you're not a true fan. You should know this shit. I'm joking.
What's wrong with you?
I'm joking.
Don't talk to Shanlin like that.
Ding, 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 ding.
What's wrong with you?
I'm joking, Shanlin.
Animal.
Animale.
Animale. Lance Storm, Jerry Lynn, fantastic match. Let's see. Mikey Whipwreck and Tammy Lynn sit as special guest referees.
Yes.
Mikey gets involved at one point. That's obviously stunning Tammy Lynn bitch, Storm Marie, getting jumped by Jerry Lynn. Others beat up the combination of each. And Lynn small packages Storm. Mikey pushes them over and counts the pin on Lynn, giving Storm the win. Horribly overbooked.
Yep.
No one knew what the fuck was going on, just a bunch of spots. It could have been a better match if there was not that many fucking spots, basically.
I would agree.
Terry Funk then comes out and says he's going home forever.
What? Again?
Nobody came. No
what
one.
The fuck, man? Go home already.
Go.
Go retire. Oh, that's right. That's like, what? How many times did he retire?
He retired just as many times as, what's his face? What the fuck is his name? It'll come to me. Just, never mind. I'm too fucking.
This match was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Dudley's versus Masato Tanaka, Balls Mahoney.
And in the thing about Masato, he's like super young.
Yeah.
Super young. He must have been like 24, 25 years old.
And he looked like he was 45 because he was a little scarred up.
I don't know who was more scarred up, him or Hayabusa. Hayabusa was pretty.
You know, Hayabusa was definitely more scarred up, but you didn't see it because he wore like
a mask.
The gear, yeah.
He wore the Sabu gear.
But the Tanaka was fucking. I love Masato Tanaka.
His matches with fucking Mike Awesome. Oh my God. You know what's my favorite match with them? It was, I believe, the triple threat with him. It was Masato Tanaka, Mike Awesome, and Taz. Where Taz dropped the belt. He was the first one who got eliminated in that match. And then you were actually guaranteed an
easy. Oh, and Mike, and he won the title.
And then Mike Awesome won the belt, and that's when Taz was going to WWF.
Yeah, come back and win it for.
Vince
let him go back there and fucking because he was going to WCW.
Get that belt
as the fat chick thriller.
And then we'll make you the ECW champion against the WWF champ on SmackDown. And of course, ECW lost that one.
Fantastic.
Sonny's self-esteem is the most scared.
I don't know, but.
Bleh.
Anyway, Tanaka takes a death drop. Kicks out of two to Dudley. This is the first person to kick out of the Dudley death drop, by the way.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Then the Dudleys pick a fight with each other. Chair shots in stereo. They get a two count. The finish is on the chair. Now they get a two. Low blow. Number five on Tanaka turns to the tide. Dudley's holding a couple of tables. Then Sabu and Van Dam run in. Put the Dudleys through tables. The ref is presumably on vacation at this point. Finally, Jim Molyneux remembers that he's working the match and returns the count to the final three. This was a big, like, big show-stopping technical masterpiece that was supposed to steal the show. It didn't. Tanaka and Balls are your new champion. So,
well, let's keep in mind that you know when Balls Mahoney was coming out, you weren't really expecting a nice technical match.
No, but I was expecting a little more emphasis on the Dudleys taking a beating because they were the heel team. So you would just, you know, I don't know. I get a lot of shit for this too. I was never a big Dudley's fan.
Why?
I didn't.
Dude, they were the most. They got more heat than the fucking triple threat.
No. I'm not disregarding anything they've done. I just wasn't a fan personally. I never emotionally invested in a Dudley's match at all. I liked them. I mean, I enjoyed their stuff, but I wasn't like, they weren't one of my favorite tag teams at all.
But you want to know something? One of their best matches was against the Eliminators when they lost the belt at Barely Legal 97.
You're not. I own it. It's sitting on this hard drive right now.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite matches. I'm not. I liked other teams. Everybody was like, "Oh, they're the greatest." I'm like, "They're not the greatest because they won all those belts." I can't put my stamp on that. They didn't have that fucking personality. They won a crowd over with their heel shit, though. They incited riots in Queens, I can tell you that. They were amazing heels. Amazing heels.
Especially Bubba. Bubba used to fucking incite riots.
But they're no Road Warriors, man. I'm sorry.
The Road Warriors were not that good. They weren't good workers either. They were okay.
But they were a presence. The Dudleys, the tie-dye shirts for me wasn't a presence.
Well, once they went to the E, they changed their whole look around and became more of a threat.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But...
Because even Vince was like, "Dude, you need to change your look. You guys look terrible."
Yeah. Justin Credible and Jack Victory with the entire cast of Rent versus Tommy Dreamer and a mystery partner who is
Jake the Roberts.
Jake the Snake Roberts. He's like, there aren't enough alcoholic wrestlers in high places today.
Why? First off, Terry Funk arguing like a fucking madman. Then Jake Roberts is already out of shape.
Yeah, and Justin Montoya, you know.
Big fucking pot belly. I mean, come on, dude.
He's a Portuguese brother right there.
Yeah, I love Justin Credible. Fuck everyone else in this match except for Justin Credible.
So at one point, Dreamer gets beat up, right?
No.
Yeah. Well.
No! Him, no!
Right? Dreamer gets beat up some more, and the drop toe hold of death. Raven's flattered, I'm sure. Jason seems to be taking Victory's place in the match because he's out of it. Jake gets the hot tag in Queen's house. Then Rod Price and One Man Gang out of nowhere come out. Rugged Rod Price. Someone gave him a paycheck for this. I don't understand why, but
why was Paulie paying all these?
I don't know. Old-timers? But it was so weird. Like Rod, just weird to see Rod Price and the One Man Gang.
Correct.
Who never had history together. They wrestled together in the UWF, but they were never like tag team or anything like that. So I was like, and I'm watching this again today, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm asking myself the same question 20 years later. Why is Rod Price in this match? Mongo, is this a pay-per-view or an intervention? It definitely is an intervention preview. 100%. 100%. All right, Rod Price, One Man Gang running. The One Man Gang looks pretty svelte, I said.
Svelte.
I wrote svelte. I don't know if I spelled it right, though. I noticed Price had finally given up his dream of having hair, which is final, thank God. And then here comes New Jack and Cronus, the Gangstonators. They hit the ring with a garbage can full of goodies, take everybody out, more ball shots.
Poor Cronus.
Poor Cronus, rest in peace. Jake Roberts has no idea how to respond to any of this, just gets out of the way because he's, you know, that's it's above his pay grade. And he's probably drunk.
Shay Lynn's just asked, did Jake get a woman to rub his chest before the match?
100%. 100%. And he had a fifth of Jack, too, before he came out. He was polluted.
I love polluted. I haven't heard that in a while. Oh, man.
Dreamer tries his finisher on Joseph Credible, but the entourage keeps interfering. Chastity gets pile-driven. What the fuck else is new? Nicole gets DDT. More ball shots. Finally, Justin Credible gets a DDT on the ladder and pinned. The unusual, pathetic fucking clusterfuck. If Justin Credible is the hottest young talent in wrestling, then we're all in deep trouble because it was not a showcase of his talent. He does come into his own. Not tonight. Not tonight.
Especially with the Impact players.
No, I'm not. Terry Funk again comes out to argue with Tommy Dreamer. Roberts blows them off and leaves. Funk says asshole a bunch of times.
Funk is hardcore because he says ass.
And then Dreamer gets his ass kicked again by...
No, he doesn't get his ass kicked again. Yeah. Stop.
Yeah.
My boys.
This is fun.
My boys.
There we go.
The triple threat.
Triple threat. The world heavyweight champion of Extreme Championship Wrestling, the franchise, Shane Douglas. Mr. No Gimmicks Needed, Chris Candido.
And the Beast from the East.
Scott Charles Bam Bigelow. Versus?
The Homicidal, Genocidal, Suicidal, Death-Defying Sabu. And then Mr. Monday Night, Mr. Pay-Per-View.
The whole fucking show.
Rob Van Dam. With the FTW World Heavyweight Champion. The man they call Taz.
That's right. So Douglas has his usual words. Cuts a nice promo.
Cut the fucking music!
This becomes a bit of a clusterfuck.
A little bit.
Let me. I'm not going to do the whole thing here.
No, you don't have to.
It gets ugly quickly, you know. At one point, it's Sabu goes nuts. Loses his mind, fucks everybody up. There's no spots in it. I mean, finally, it's just Taz and Shane while everybody else plays outside. Taz gets the choke out, the Kata Hajime. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Kata Hajime, yeah.
Okay. But Sabu comes off the chair on Douglas to break it up for the pin. Douglas himself. So he does the Arabian face buster.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, and Shane Douglas cuts a promo after this on EWTV saying, I never tapped out. You had me in your hold, and I never, and that was the storyline.
Yeah.
I never tapped out. So Taz gets pissed at Sabu for taking his thunder. The new triple threat, they call them the triple threat, they weren't, though.
Yeah.
They argue, go back and forth. Fonzie goes to break it up. No one cares. Taz and Sabu again. And how long could Shane Duck losing the title? He doesn't deserve it. Can we defend it? It becomes, you know, it became...
Well, we also got to keep in mind that Shane was still injured, and they were trying to hold on to that, have him hold on to the belt, so that way he could drop the Taz eventually.
Yeah, and I wrote that because of why exactly what you said, because you know they had to put this, they had to drag the storyline out, which I thought was genius.
Which not for nothing, Taz does get the belt off of Shane, but I think it's like early 99 he gets the belt.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty of like Shane Douglas. He wanted to do the honor.
Yeah.
He wanted to put over Taz to make him the next new superstar, you know? And he was already a superstar even without the belt.
Right, 100%.
So.
Yeah, 100%. So that was November to Remember, 1998. It was okay.
It wasn't bad. It was just a lot of comedy and clusterfucks and Terry Funks and Jake Roberts and alcoholics. And
yeah, too much Terry Funk.
Way too much Terry Funk.
And that's weird coming from us to say that, but it was...
A lot of Terry Funk, man.
A lot of Terry Funk, dude.
What was Paulie thinking?
I don't know, dude. I think Paulie was just trying to give him a... You know, the thing about Paulie, too, is that he was so creative that he would bring guys in like Tommy Rogers and Rod Price and One Man Gang and Drunken Jake the Snake. He'd bring all these guys in and give them a job. He brought fucking Big Viscera, whatever the hell his name is, Mabel. Brought him in. Like, Paulie was that guy. He was the guy who was like, you know, he's the guy, he's like the bar league softball coach.
Yeah.
Who's going to let everybody play, even though they're not very good. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't really, it didn't really water down a lot of what he was doing. But when it came to pay-per-view, I think it did because... You're not telling a really good story. You're telling a story with the main character, and you bring all the other people, and you're like, it just fucks the story up.
Correct.
You know? Like, Rod Price, why? One Man Gang, why? Jake the Snake Roberts, why?
Because they're extreme.
You could have had somebody else do be Dreamer's partner, and then have Funk come out and jack him up at the end. You didn't need Terry Funk there the entire fucking night acting like a lunatic. There was no need for it. You know, there was no need for it. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, he wanted Jake the Polluter Roberts in the match.
Yeah.
The polluted.
You like that?
You like that pollution?
You like this pollution? You like this solution? You like this vodka? You better like this drink. That's no lie.
Hey, Jake, you want this vodka? You want this Jack Daniels?
You better like this Jack Daniels.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
I'm over here now.
That sound clip never gets old.
If you put your hand on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face.
On the side of your face.
On the side of your face. Side of your face.
What else is on here?
There's a bunch of shit on here.
It's right here, my nigga.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Toasty.
That was a Kid Human.
Toasty.
shout out to Kid Human, a.k.a.
Scott!
The Taskmaster had an idea to go to the Euros there, but Benoit fighting back.
This is the best I ever seen.
This is the best I ever seen.
Fighting falls anywhere right here.
Fighting falls everywhere.
That was security. I tell you,
there's a lady. There's a lady in the man's bathroom.
There's a lady. There's a lady in the man's bathroom.
There's John right here in Baltimore. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
She just stopped off.
She just stopped off.
Some relief here, baby.
I got to get some relief, baby.
Gotta get some relief, baby.
Yes, Mongo. That will be the title tonight. Too much Terry.
Oh my God. Too much of old man funk.
Just too much Terry.
Much Terry's great.
Thank you, Mongo. Thank you. Just because I didn't have a name for the show tonight. So thank you, Shaylin.
Does my the impression.
I try. My
there's a reason why Dusty Rhodes is your favorite wrestler.
He was definitely one of my favorites. I just gravitated to him because he was the common man.
Were we supposed to do a list of some sort?
Like we, a top gonna, five or some
shit? Oh, we're gonna, what, the of the heel turns?
Yeah, I want to do those.
I have it.
We have enough time. Let's do it.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, come on.
All right, let's see. Let's see if I have it here. Let's see.
I think I know which one of them is in your mind. I have one. I have it already in my head. Which one you picked?
I had a fucking list. I hope I still have it.
I'm sure you do. But I know which one you picked. In terms of, I know you had definitely have Mr. Wonderful turning on Hogan in that list.
Yeah,
I know
did.
You do.
I did.
See?
I
know you too
see.
Well, buddy.
Let me see here. Bless you.
Thank you. Oh shit, Lynn's excited.
Yeah.
She wants to hear the heel turns.
She's a little damp in the pants.
She's a little moist. A
little moist, buddy. Where I don't know where the fuck the hell. Let me just give me a second to look for it because I don't remember where I put it.
Fucking unprepared.
Well, we weren't prepared for this. No, we weren't. You fucking jerk off.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Why?
I got so much fucking shit in here.
I'm just doing top five for now.
Yeah, but I had it written down. I don't know if it's, you know what I'm saying?
You want to know something?
What?
That sounds like a you problem.
That sounds like a you problem. You're right. You're absolutely right, you shit dick. Because I even made clips, too.
Oh, look at this, Grooms. Look what he says. Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a fat dick for your motherfucking mouth? Wow.
He's happy.
He's very happy.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific.
Let's see.
Phil is not prepared. I'm joking. It's okay.
You fucking dildo. Shut up.
What'd you say?
You dildo.
Fucking dish rag. Fuck out of here.
You Dusty's gorilla.
Go fuck your hand.
Go fuck your hand.
Michael said, that's vulgar.
That's you're right.
Well, Phil is a vulgar person, so.
I am.
I'm the one who I'm the nice Catholic schoolboy who goes to school. Goes to Sunday Mass every Sunday.
Sunday Mass?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's the bathroom. Choppy's bathroom. You know, there's a list I can look up on the internet.
That's okay.
Let's do it. Let me look up on the internet.
Ooh.
Oh God. Yeah.
Oh, you're getting me all tingly inside. Not just Shaylin, but me as well.
Yeah. I'm an excellent driver.
Groom says it's not vulgar, it's profane.
It's profane.
Propane?
Yeah. Propane.
Speaking of which, you know what's on propane? Speaking of propane, what's on Hulu?
King of the Hill.
Yeah, man.
Boy, that damn hypocrite.
God damn it, Bobby.
God damn it, Bobby. All right.
Ooh. Top 20.
Here we go. This is Camel Clutch. CamelClutching.com has this, but I...
Fuck his ass, make him humble.
Then fuck his ass. Make him humble.
Gene, me and you nice Jew boy.
Yes.
Then fuck his ass. Make him humble.
Gene, me and you a nice Jewish businessman.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Number 25. Shawn Michaels super kicks Hulk Hogan. Some of these I don't agree with.
Nah.
That I don't agree with.
Nah.
24 I agree with, though. Terry Taylor turns on Chris Adams in the UWF.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Was one.
Yeah, they were partners. Then he pulled. Taylor turned and Paul drove and Adams on the floor, like legit.
Mm-hmm.
23. Scott Steiner turns on Rick.
That was shocking, dude.
That we did that a couple months.
Yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that was whoa, dude. I lost my mind. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. 22. Sergeant Slaughter spits on American flag. Sides with Iraq.
Dude, that was fucking hot.
Yeah, he got death threats for that. HBK sucks, Groom said. 3-1.
Triple H joining the corporation, that was shocking.
March 28, 1999.
That was at WrestleMania when he turned on X-Pac. My God, dude. I couldn't believe it. I was so upset about that.
Number 20, Bret Hart condemns America. Remember that promo?
That was at Raw.
That was March 24th, 1997.
Yep, he was pretty much finally put a stamp on that heel turn he did the night before.
2008. Chris Jericho turns on Shawn Michaels.
Oh yeah, when he threw Shawn Michaels, we threw it right into that the expensive Jerritron.
The Jerritron 6000.
Yes. How do I remember this shit?
This is interesting. And you still have my Mid-South DVD?
Yes, I do.
Okay, this is on here. Ted DiBiase turns on Jim Duggan of the Rat Pack and Joe goes with Skandar Akbar, May of 83. I have this clip somewhere, too.
Can I just... I know I saw the DVD. Can I just say I love the Rat Pack?
Right?
Great
Matt,
fucking
Matt
crew.
Matt Bourne.
Doink the Clown? Yeah.
Yeah.
Great fucking crew.
No, no. Really good stuff. 17. Stone Cold sells his soul.
Hated that heel turn. I fucking hated it.
It was stupid. Yeah. April 1st, 2001. How about this one? August 18th, 1996. Paul Bearer turns on Undertaker.
And joins with Mankind?
Yes.
Yes, dude.
That was fun.
I was shocked by that.
With the urn.
Because he was with the Undertaker since like 1990, dude. It was like...
Speaking of 1990, the Horseman leaves Sting for dead.
Yes.
February 6th, 1990. It was Clash of the Champions. And they gave Sting an option. There was the Horseman were going to fight J-Tex, which is Gary Hart's crew.
Mm-hmm.
It was Muda, Dragon Master, not Matt Bourne. What's his face? Oh God, what the fuck is his name? Buzz Sawyer.
Buzz Sawyer.
Right. And all he said to him, all he told Sting, you need to fucking take back that title shot you're getting against Flair at the Bash, and he wouldn't do it. He goes, you have 2 hours. You're out of the Horsemen, and you have 2 hours to do it. And then Sting blew his knee out.
And they hold Sting, and like, and then Rick's like, you gotta get rid of that contract!
He goes, I warned you! I bought you time! So, that was 15. 14.
The authority excommunicates Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, August 18, 2013.
Whatever.
13, Owen kicks out Brett's leg.
That was kind of shocking, dude.
January 22nd.
We were like waiting for that to happen. I know I was. I was like, Owen's going to turn on Brett.
This was after the Survivor Series, and they were fighting against the Quebecers for the tag titles at the Royal Rumble.
And then Owen Hart called him selfish. He was like, he's just so selfish, he had to take the pin.
I'm going to watch this tonight, the Royal Rumble of 94.
It was good.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that match. The
Quebecers were PCO?
Yeah.
I'm friends with PCO.
I know you are.
I gotta
get him on the show.
We gotta get him on here.
This was an interesting angle. I was about 13, 14 years old. I remember getting this in the Inside Wrestling. Austin Idol bloodies Jerry Lawler. This was in Memphis. Lawler was supposed to fight Nick Bockwinkel. And Bockwinkel, for the AWA title, Bockwinkel was there. He friended Idol, whatever. King stepped aside. Lawler refused, and Idol busted him open. A week later, Idol's new friend, Tommy Rich, came in from in Memphis. It was a fuck. The payoff was a cage match in 87.
It was a hair match.
Hair versus hair, right. And you got a near riot, dude. Legit.
Yeah, because Jerry Lawler was a god in Memphis.
Yes,
dude.
Yes.
And then when they shaved his head, they almost fucking killed Austin Idol and Tommy Rich.
They almost set the fucking arena on fire.
Yeah, dude. It was bad.
Number 11, The Rock and Shane McMahon go corporate. When the Shane's heel turn... When he turned, it was all right. That was November 15th, 1998.
You know what it was about The Rock joining the corporation in 1998? People were still cheering him. They loved the way he talked.
This next one should be a little higher. When Flair crosses Dusty,
that should be much higher on the list. So that was a riot. That one.
Yeah. So the story is, and we've talked about this over the air already because it was hard. It led to the Hard Times promo.
The Russians are beating
so
Flair.
Nikita Koloff was fighting Ric Flair in the cage. The Russians interfere. Dusty makes the save, but the Horsemen come out and they all jump Dusty and break his fucking leg. The problem was, though, the Horsemen the fans wouldn't let the Horsemen leave the arena.
Nope.
And that was legit.
The fans were like, fuck you.
They bombarded the barricade. According to Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard, it took them an hour to get out of the arena.
Just to get out of the ring, actually.
Get out of the ring area. So that was the 29th, September of 85.
That's how beloved Dusty was.
Yep. Number 9, Marty Jannetty eats glass.
Oh, boy.
December 3rd, 1991.
This was actually a big-time heel turn. That was history-making.
So, you started seeing glimpses of Shawn Michaels getting the attitude towards him. Now they're on the flower shop. Marty Jannetty's like, yo, what's screw? Yes, Shaylin, I'm getting to that in a minute. The Freebirds. Marty Jannetty, was like, let's squash this, let's shake on it, whatever. And then, of course, we all know what happens next. He gets the super kick and he gets thrown through the barber glass, barbershop window.
And then Bobby Heenan, he was trying to escape. He was like, are you kidding me? What a despicable act.
Number 8, Vince McMahon embraces the hate. April 13th, 1998.
Oh, yeah.
This was post-Montreal screw job. McMahon
pretty much says that you know, he does not believe in the champion, so he wants to make Austin corporate. So he kind of forces his ideas onto Austin.
It was all right. It was good.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, that's the whole thing that started.
Mr. McMahon was born.
This was pretty big.
Well, yeah, before we get into that, though, chat room, Mongo, he jumped through the window. Fake news. What did I find this list? It's on the Camel Clutch blog, Shaylin.
The Camel Clutch.
So, yeah, Choppy, this was a huge fucking...
Because,
and it's chronologically documented now on the network.
Because, believe it or not, Larry Zbysko was Bruno Sammartino's protege.
Correct. So, Zbysko couldn't get out of his shadow. So, during an exhibition match, teacher versus student, Sammartino out-wrestled them.
Was this like the first time they've ever done this? Like a teacher versus student? Yeah. That's why it was a big deal.
Yeah. So he turned on him and they had the big match at Shea Stadium. So.
And it was, you know, in like Zbysko and him had like similar like builds too.
Yeah.
If you looked at them, they looked similar. Yeah.
Well, Shaylin, you wanted the Freebirds, number six. The Freebirds annihilated Kerry Von Erich. Christmas 1982.
They fucked his ass up big
So
time.
Now Michael Hayes was the guest enforcer for Ric Flair's NWA title defense against Kerry Von Erich in the cage in Dallas, Texas, which is fucking Von Erich's territory.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the match, Hayes laid out Flair for Von Erich's benefit, but Kerry couldn't accept the cheap win. So Von Erich went for the door, only for Hayes' cohort, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, to slam the door in his head. Von Erich failed to win the gold, hence the Von Erich Freebird longest rivalry was ignited. And it was a fucking amazing
one. How long did that last? Like 3-4 years?
Had to be. Number 5, which should be number 1 in my book.
I knew it.
June 24th, 1986, in Indiana, Paul Orndorff clotheslines Hulk Hogan.
What was your reaction when this happened?
I jumped off my mother's couch and cheered like a fucking baby.
What'd your mom say?
Shut up! Making too much noise. No, she didn't say anything. I was like, yes, went outside, told Chris, yeah, Chris hated it. Chris was a Hulkamaniac.
Of course he was.
I was like, ha-ha, oh, you guys suck. He doesn't suck. He's the man. He's going to win the world title. I thought he was going to win the world title.
But technically, he did win.
Well, according to me and you, yes. According to the rest of the world, no. But this is one of my favorites of all time. This has happened at Clash of the Champion. Terry Funk murders Ric Flair.
With the pile driver?
On a table that didn't break. May 7th, 89, Flair wins the title from Ricky Steamboat. Funk was a ringside judge. He forcibly, inadvertently extra title shot. When Flair dismissed him and said you had to be like a top 10 contender.
Yeah.
Funk's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean any disrespect to you, Ric Flair. And then fucking wallops
him. Clocks him right in the mouth.
And then pile drives him to the
He's
judge's
like,
table.
You big nose freak. I deserve a shot. Oh, dude, it was funny.
Yeah, Shaylin, day after your birthday. Number 3, Choppy's favorite, the Mega Powers Explode.
Ooh, yeah! You're a liar, Hulk Hogan. Yes, you are.
Let's see the lust in your eyes.
You see the lust in your eyes for Liz. When you said you loved her, it drove me insane, yeah!
Mega Powers Explode. February 3rd, 89, Saturday Night's main event. Savage finally loses it in the back, beats the fuck out of Hulk Hogan, leaves him for dead.
Listen here, prima donna.
Number 2, Andre confronts Hulk Hogan on Piper's Pit.
Dude, I was in. When I saw this, I was like, oh man, Hogan, you're going to get your ass kicked, dude.
January 26th, 1987. Upset, Bobby Heenan. So Jesse says, I'll bring Andre. Piper, will you bring Hogan? Piper's like, of course I'll bring Hogan. No, Mongo, no tugboat turn. Sorry. This set up one of the greatest matches in history. Mikey was actually watching this the other day at my house.
What do you think?
He loves WrestleMania 3. He said to me, what were you thinking when this happened? I said, I was thinking that Hogan should have lost. Not because I hated Hulk Hogan, but Andre never lost.
I actually thought that Hogan was not going to win.
That's what I said, yeah.
I thought it was like, oh, it's a done deal. Andre's going to win.
Yeah,
this. There's no way Hulk's
I thought, going. And not because I didn't like Hulk Hogan, but Andre never lost.
Exactly.
So I thought he had to win.
And you know, not even that. In my mind, as a fan, I was like, he's a giant. What the fuck is he going to do? What is a regular man going to do up against a giant like Andre.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%.
So when he won, I lost my fucking mind. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
Yeah, and the number one, Hulk Hogan as the third man.
Yeah, dude, that was a fucking shocker.
July 7th, 1996, Bash at the Beach, Hulk Hogan is the third man in the New World Order.
Double A and Tony C have been spoken about this in the past.
We've done it. We've done
and we also talked
about it. We talked about it. We did it.
It was a big deal. Mind you, Hulk Hogan has been a babyface from like 1982 until like 19 until this very day.
Yeah. No, yeah, you know what, Jay? I had it on my list. The Road Warriors turning on Dusty with the spike to the eye.
Oh yeah, you
mentioned that. That was my top 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, they jumped them. They won the World Tag Team titles, but they were also six man with Dusty. They turned on Dusty, put the spike to his eye, and then they got Tenru as their third. So yeah, no, Jay, that was on my list. But yeah,
how long did they stay after they did that to Dusty? How long were they in the NWA after that?
Who, the Road Warriors?
Yeah,
2 more years
after they did that to Dusty.
They came in 90. Yeah, they came in WWE.
That was in 88. They came. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But so did Dusty. Dusty came over too. The pizza man, the common man,
the plumber man.
Yeah, no butcher either. They shaved Hogan's mustache. I hated the fucking Dungeon of Doom.
You love the Dungeon of
No,
Doom.
I don't. I hated
the
Dungeon
you
of Doom.
You love the Taskmaster. And Shark.
Shark. As much as I like them, I like Glacier.
And Zodiac.
Yes. No. Yes. No. Remember that jerk off?
Oh, my God. And the Yeti.
And the Yeti. The Yeti.
Him and the Giant humping Hogan.
Yeah, but Hogan turning heel was probably... It changed the wrestling business forever.
I think that's probably the single greatest heel turn of all time.
I have to agree.
Because that, like you said, it changed the
landscape.
The blueprint of what a wrestling show should be. It has to be chock full of surprises.
Dungeon forever. Fuck the Dungeon of Doom, she said. See, I love this debate.
Dungeon of Doom was fantastic.
You're out of your mind.
I know I am. They were terrible. Absolutely terrible. That monster truck wrestling match with the Giant and Hogan.
That was Halloween Havoc. Oh, that was a fucking... Oh, that was the shit. That was from the Joe Louis Arena. I'll never forget that. That was
with
fucking,
the Giant falling off the building?
I paid for that fucking pay-per-view. That was terrible.
You paid for that shit fest?
Hell yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
Groom,
what terrible.
Groom said, what the fuck do you know, Choppy?
What did he say?
He said, what the fuck do you know, Choppy?
I know more than you, Grooms. That's why I do the show, and you don't, fuckface.
No, that's not true. Jay's on the show with me.
What? That's true.
It's like,
that's true.
Easy killer.
Am I a killer?
Yeah, you're a killer of dreams.
I'm a killer of hands, too.
killer of knuckles. Well, that was fun.
Was
it? Do you want to add anything, any of them? You want to add to any heel turns?
Wait a minute. What was another one? Fuck. I think Batista's heel turn on Rey Mysterio was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
That was. I was not expecting that at all.
But then him and Ray had some good matches, too.
They did.
Yeah, I like Batista.
Bautista. I like Batista.
Yeah, me too.
Everyone else was shitting on the poor
I
guy.
Stand alone.
They had a good theme song, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mikey loved that. When he was a kid, he had a talking WWE title, and he pushed the button. I stand alone.
What's another good heel turn?
There was so many, dude. There was so many.
I thought Scott Hall turning on Kevin Nash in 98 was
pretty
shocking. Yeah. I was really shocked by that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Groove says, you know, Chubby, you could burn that hat, but you got to keep your fucking face the rest of your life. I love it. Thanks, man. Oh, that's awesome. I'm trying to think of another one.
There's so many, dude. I can't even think right now. I can't even.
We did so much.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What else? One more. Think.
No.
What about Eddie?
Eddie turn on Ray Ray?
Oh.
With Dominic?
Yeah. I'm your poppy.
I'm your poppy, yeah.
Oh, that was great.
That was good, yeah.
I think SmackDown in the early 2000s was shit, dude.
Untouchable.
Like, they had the best storylines.
Untouchable. Wasn't that when Paulie was writing for them?
Yeah. That's why it was great.
Yeah.
And then
by
2006, it was starting to trickle down to shit.
The shit of the drizzling variety.
Yes, it was. And what about, I'm trying to think of, that's it.
I'm sure if you guys think of any more, man, put them on the page. Yeah, what's thought a greatest heels turn thread on the Facha de Libre.
Facha de Libre.
You know, let's do that.
Wow, it's very hard to come up with something.
You ready to get out of here?
Yeah, it's up to you.
I'm ready to get out of here.
I don't give a fuck.
Let's do it. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Get real with the fever on the dance floor. I love the FBI. Little Guido. Anyway. Hope you guys enjoyed tonight. We had a good time tonight.
You like this good time?
You better like it. You better. Anyway. You like this loop? You like the sample? You better like the sample. That's no sound. That's no lie.
And Groom says he was shocked by the Shockmaster falling down.
Me too. I'm going to display my Shockmaster figure in my new
You better
apartment.
You better display.
Should I take him out of the box? Or no?
No.
No? Just hang him up?
Looks pretty in the box.
Yeah, it looks pretty in the box.
My Macho Man's still in the box. It looks pretty in the box.
It does. Does.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have gotten it.
True. I saw that.
Real was like, should I get this? And you were like, of course.
Of course you should get that.
He would love it.
Thank you, Shaylin. Thank you, Mongo.
Tonight was fucking awesome. It was alright.
Yeah.
It was alright.
It was alright. It's alright.
It was alright.
It was alright.
No, it was good. It was really good.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for everybody behind the scenes. Thank you, of course, for Nick for the fucking Instagram. You're killing it.
We're at above 1,300 now?
Yeah. Don't forget, guys, enjoy Survivor Series NXT this weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend of wrestling, guys.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving if we're not back next week. Please enjoy your families. Choppy's like baloney in his toolbox.
I like my bologna in my toolbox.
Check out the .com, Rant EM Radio, of course, Shining Wizards Network, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. Go buy a shirt of Pro Wrestling Tees. Please buy a shirt. It helps us.
It helps the algorithm.
It does. Actually, it does.
It really does.
Leave a review on YouTube and iTunes. And I think that's it. Then forget anybody. Support all our friends, too.
Yep.
Everybody. Mish had a birthday this week. Happy birthday to Mish.
Happy birthday to Missionary.
Shout out to the Midnight Jury.
Oh, you are, Shaylin. Good for you. You do that.
Yeah, do that.
Terrible fan.
Good night, Booster. I'm going to dance, you fuckers.
Oh, stop. Rob, I'll see you in the lane on Sunday for sure.
I am 50-50 right now.
Well, you better 50-50 your ass over to with me, and we're going to go.
Yes, sir. So on behalf of my Portuguese pain in the ass, Choppy.
The franchise.
The franchise of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I'm the impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to give yourselves each other, boy, the cop to get arrested, potato, and words, the nice words, and you're a silly goose too, Mongo. And just be nice to everybody, man. Be a good fucking human being, all right?
Give a pickle tickle to your significant other if you have to.
Not me.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Anyway, say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. My boys bringing disco noise as I cross the wickedness. Getting sharp with the flow. We took a BG sweep and broke it down like Gecko. A disco lick that's deeper. Cause we gotta get with the fever. Oh.